Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. End of 2015 beef export stats now available. Back on that in just a moment.
Superior Livestock, America's leader in livestock marketing. Coming up is Superior's video auction February 26th out of the Embassy Suites in Oklahoma City. Contact your local rep today to market your cattle. Consignment deadline is February 15th. You don't want to miss this February 26th video auction. Call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or go to superiorlivestock.com. Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
This is professional bullfighter Chuck Swisher. When you're up against a bull, fashion and charm don't matter. Once you're in the arena, if you're not at your best, it will show.
If you're looking for the best, look no further than Pioneer Cellular. When you need a signal, the last thing you want is to worry about whether or not it'll be there. Coverage matters, which is why Pioneer offers the best coverage. That's no bull. It's Pioneer's commitment. Visit wirelesspioneer.com or call 1-800-641-2732 to learn more.
Export numbers for calendar year 2015 are now in the books finally, with December data finally available. December U.S. beef exports totaling 94,000 metric tons, off 6% from a year ago, slightly lower than in November. Export value off 21% compared to a year ago. For all of 2015, beef exports ended up down 11% from a year ago in volume at 1.07 million metric tons. Export value, $6.3 billion, 12% below the 2014 record of $7.14 billion. Phil Sang with the U.S. Meat Export Federation says there's no question 2015 was a very challenging year for U.S. beef exports, but he told us at the recent cattle industry convention.
Yeah, I think the real bright spot last year in 2015 was the Korean market. As you know, there was a tremendous amount of emphasis and effort put into the Korean free trade agreement of 4 years ago. I think the dividends from that are paying off. We have a duty advantage vis-a-vis our competitors in that market. And our exports last year were up 7% in a year when, you know, we had a limited supply of cattle. The dollar was stronger. And so with a lot of headwinds, we still made a lot of progress in the Korean market. I would say other markets that were very positive for us last year were, of course, the NAFTA countries. They're down a little bit, but both Mexico and Canada have been very consistent, and I'm glad that there's not any more impediments that we have right in front of us that's going to impede that flow, because that constituted about 40% of our total exports of beef were going to both Canada and Mexico. I think Vietnam was another market that was in the plus column last year. We see that as a growing economy. There's about 90 million people in Vietnam. Due to their fact that they were visited by the French 100 years ago and introduced to good meat, and also to wine and the Western tastes. When you visit Vietnam, it's a very eclectic, and the cuisine is very, very good.
You alluded to Canada, Mexico. The repeal of Kuhl happened, of course, in December. What does that mean going forward as far as dealing with these two important customers of ours?
Well, I think psychologically it puts us on a better footing. I mean, it was an adversarial relationship. If there was anything that would occur or as a result of whatever could be happening, even if you have some product detained at the border, all this was overhanging it in the past. So I think any time in a trade relationship when you can remove any kind of a trade impediment, it's going to be healthy. And so I think longer term it's going to create more trust, and it's going to create a better environment for us to trade. Trade always does best in calm waters.
Phil Sang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation says 2015 was a tough year, but we can't look backwards. We've got to look forward. And in markets like Canada and Mexico, there are opportunities ahead. And he says there's a lot of other opportunities around the world as well. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's a special replacement cow and bull sale at McAllister Stockyard Saturday, February 13th at noon. The sale will feature over 700 head of bred heifers, open heifers, pairs, bred cows, and bulls. It will include 20 Hereford heifers bred to Brahma bulls in the second stage, 25 Hereford heifers bred to registered Brahma bulls in the third stage, plus many more. New buyers need to register before sale day. For a complete listing, go to www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. 918-423-2834.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.